Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're pretty sleepy because we went out last
night.
It was fun. Good. Yeah, it was fun. It was actually a really good night. I saw a lot of people we hadn't seen in a really long time.
Yeah.
You know?
It was kind of dead, but...
Yeah, but not too bad.
There were people
considering.
Out.
Yeah, there were quite... There were more people out than I expected to be out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was a good time. But, yeah, we're kind of sleepy. We're doing it an hour late because... You had to go like on the grocery run and it just took longer than you thought it would.
Had to run out to Sam's.
Yeah, we've got all our 2 or 3 months worth of food. Yep. You know, so we always have like extra shit.
It's like $600 worth of meat.
Yeah, it was a lot of food. This is why we're fat. But
now if I bought $600 worth of fucking sugar and carbohydrates, it'd be even fatter.
That's true.
Yeah.
It wasn't $600 worth of meat. It was
almost.
Well, it was a lot of meat.
Yeah.
You bought fruit and vegetables
and
coffee.
Yeah.
And cat treats.
Yeah.
You know.
A new pan.
New frying pan. See, there you go. Yeah. It wasn't all meat.
It was a $40 frying pan.
Was it? Hopefully it works out better than some of the... What happened to your other big one? You don't like that one so much anymore?
The nonstick surface on it got burnt. I can't stand nonstick shit, but I can't find professional stuff. I gotta do a deep dive online. I just want regular stainless
steel. Yeah, you can order that kind of stuff. It's just, it's expensive. If you pay for it, you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a good pad's, you know, fucking $100-something.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like good knives. It's just like anything else. You get the cheap shit.
Get that copper shit, man. It's fucking like several $100 for a good...
Yeah.
Copper pan.
And that's just like, they don't sell that stuff because most people don't use it. You know?
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, they don't really need it. Like, you don't need professional shit most of the time. And if the pans are cheap, it's like, oh, they wear out. You just throw it away and buy another one, you know?
Cooking in copper versus like steel or aluminum, this crap that they'll fucking say, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Copper just fucking cooks so well. Copper and cast iron.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I got you that cast iron skillet, didn't I? Yeah, that Lodge one. We've had that for ages. We make a lot.
Problem is that I need something cast iron that's all, you know, huge.
You need like the big
man. And then that's like several $100.
Yeah.
I just got to bite the bullet and buy it.
I don't remember how much that one was. I think it was...
Over 100.
Yeah, I think it was 120 or something like that. And that's like the kind of big one. We have like a little bitty one too, but...
Big enough for like a medium-sized pan pizza.
Yeah, because we made pan pizza in it before. All right, so the movie we're talking about today, this was a good one, you guys. I really, 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 I'm going to tell you that right now. I really, really, really dug this movie. It's kind of more a comedy than a horror movie, although it's got like, I mean, you know, it's billed as a horror comedy. It's got a lot of gore in it because it's a werewolf movie, obviously, because it's called The Wolf of Snow Hollow. But I've seen it described, this is actually a pretty accurate description. I've seen it described as... if David Fincher made Fargo, which that's pretty accurate. I've also seen it called like Fargo meets Silence of the Lambs or something like that, but maybe like a little bit funnier than that implies. It definitely has that quirky Coen Brothers kind of sense of humor to it, which I really, really liked. So this is the second film by Jim Cummings, who's writer and director, and he's stars in this as well as the main character, John Marshall. And I think his first movie was called Thunder Road, and I've heard that one's good too, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really like say, but a lot of people have said this one was a little bit better. But so this is set in like this dinky little town in Utah, like up in the mountains, and it's the winter time. And it's kind of one of those ones where there's all these cops and they're kind of like bumbling because they're, you know, there's no crime in the town and everything. And one of the central conflicts is that the main character, John Marshall, he's like a police officer, but his dad is the sheriff. And his dad is played by Robert Forster, the legendary Robert Forster. I believe this was his last movie because he died like not too long after this. He died not too long ago. So his dad is the sheriff, but doesn't, even though he's sick, he doesn't really want to retire. So there's kind of like some shit going on there. And so then all of these women start turning up dead and horribly mutilated. Like the first casualty is that couple that's up there on vacation, right? They're like at a cabin and then like the woman gets all torn up. And so they're trying to figure out who is doing this, whether it's a werewolf or whether it's a serial killer or whatever. And it's just funny because none of the cops really have any idea like how to really, I mean, you know, they can do cop stuff, but they're not really used to doing anything like this because it's like this tiny little town. And also John Marshall, you know, the officer kind of in charge of it, whose dad is the sheriff, he's been sober for, I think, I read a review and it said 3 years, but I thought he said 6 years. He'd been sober for 6 years because he used to be an alcoholic. And as the investigation goes on and they can't catch this person and, like, more women start ending up mutilated, he kind of falls off the wagon and starts drinking again and starts having some anger issues, which are actually really, really funny. But it's just, like, I don't know. There was just something really, really appealing about this movie. It's the pacing was really good. It was only 83 minutes. It didn't really have, like, a lot of you know, slack time in it. There wasn't, but they still, like, did a lot of good with all the characters. They were really good at, like, drawing all the characters, all the relationships between the characters. You can really see, because Jim Cummings has said, I saw a little bit of an interview with him about the movie, and he was saying how big a fan he was of David Fincher's movies. And if you watch this movie in that context, you can really see, because it's almost, it's shot like a police procedural would be, like a David Fincher movie would be, but it's a comedy, like, with a werewolf in it. Now, I don't really want to spoil the ending, but because I think everybody should see this. We rented it on Amazon Prime. Yeah, I think it was $5.99. And I think it hasn't been out that long. I think it only came out last October, but it's definitely worth seeing. It's like, I had it on my list because I kept seeing it turn up. Because every now and then I'll periodically go in, like, look at all the horror blogs and say, you know, what were their favorite movies from 2020? And this came up on a lot of people's lists. And I was like, well, shit, man, that sounds good. So I got to write it down and watch it. And it's, like, really, really funny. Oh, also, Ricky Lindholm is in this. Like, she's one of the cops, too. I know she's been in, like, shit tons of other stuff. But to me, she will always be one half of Garfunkel and Oates. If you don't know Garfunkel and Oates, go right now. And find them on YouTube. There, it's a duo, and they write, like, parody songs, and they are just, I mean, pants pissingly funny. Those two ladies, they're just funny, funny, funny as hell. I think one of my favorite songs of theirs, well, Pregnant Women Are Smug, is really funny, and also they did one called The Loophole about how girls in Catholic schools could still say they were virgins if you only fucked them in the butt. You know what I mean? So it's like, so it's songs like that. They're definitely not safe for work. So don't, like, blast it, like, at your office or anything. But yeah, they're super funny, but she's in this as well. But yeah, I really, really liked this movie a lot. I thought it was really entertaining. It was really funny. If, like I said, if you really like that quirky, like, Coen Brothers Fargo type of humor, then you would probably really dig this, I think. Because I watched, like, a lot of other horror movie reviews of it, and a lot of people really seem to like it.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't really like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Of course you didn't.
No. Okay, well, if you like werewolf movies, then you probably wouldn't like it. If you like Scooby-Doo, you'd probably like it. But no. No, it's not. It's a competent movie. It is funny. Is this a werewolf movie? No.
Well, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
With werewolf trappings.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. Just approach it like that. It does have horror movie aspects. Like I said, it's got, like, a lot of gore in it. You know, a lot of the bodies and stuff like that, it's real, you know, gory, but it's more a comedy than a horror movie. And it focuses a lot. It's almost kind of like a character study of the cop, like, kind of unraveling and, like, losing his mind. Like,
this could have been, I give it this much. This could have been an excellent werewolf movie, but it isn't. It didn't do it. That's all I gotta say about it. It is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's not a good werewolf movie.
Yeah. But like I said, that's,
it could have been, but it isn't.
Yeah. I said, don't go into it for, it is kind of a werewolf movie, but kind of not.
Yeah.
So just go into it, like, as, just approach it like a horror comedy, like a quirky horror comedy. But the fact that they made this for so little budget, and this is only, like, his second movie, I don't know. I just thought it was really, really fun. I was like, I just thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, some of the scenes were fucking hilarious. It's very dark humor, like I said, and just real dark, quirky humor. And a lot of it kind of comes from, comes from Jim Cummings' character just, like, losing his fucking marbles and, like, being drunk and, like, losing his memory and shit like that and blacking out and punching people and just, like, all this stuff because he's so frustrated with what the fuck is going on. Because he's got some other family shit going on, too, not just with his dad.
This could have almost been like Ginger Snaps, but it wasn't.
It's a different... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's similar, but it wasn't really going for the same thing. I guess Ginger Snaps was kind of funny too, but it wasn't really.
But it was a werewolf
portrayed
movie.
As a comedy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why, you know, I would much rather between the two. I mean, I fucking picked Ginger Snaps over it about a dozen times. That's the way I would have gone. If you're gonna go ahead and make this movie, go ahead and do what Ginger Snaps did.
Well, Ginger Snaps already did that though. You know what I mean?
But yeah, you're not making sense though. I don't want to spoil the movie, but you know what I mean? Just, no, it didn't deliver.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
It didn't deliver.
I mean, I can see what you're saying, but yeah. I don't,
if you're going to do that, then do it.
But I don't know. I kind of like how it came out, it turned out. Like I said, it's hard to say without spoiling the end of it. And I don't really want to do that because this movie's pretty new.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really dug it. I thought it was really entertaining. But like I said, you know, it's more a comedy than a horror movie.
Yeah.
But it is very gory. So
yeah.
Don't think it's not going to be gory because it is gory. But yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Pat Hatfield said Ricky Lindholm was in another horror comedy called Hell Baby. I actually saw that. I really liked that movie a lot. And I just I don't hear a lot of people like talking about it. Weirdly, I thought it was like really funny. I actually should watch it again. I think it might be on. I think it was on Tubi, so it might be free to watch. But I remember seeing it somewhere. It was on Netflix. I don't know. I remember watching it like randomly because it just looked funny. But yeah, I'd forgotten she was in that because I know I've seen her everywhere. But I just remembered her from you know, Garfunkel and Oates. But I know I looked at her IMDb real quick, and yeah, she's been in a fucking shit ton of stuff. You know, so that's why she's familiar. But yeah, so like I said. Unless you're cranky like Tom.
Well, in the comment section, does it have a Scooby-Doo ending? Like, yeah. Yeah, of course it does.
Well, sort of. I guess sort of. Sort of.
It's like making a porn movie, but there's no sex in it. You know, it's equivalent.
Well, then
to
it's not a porn movie.
Then it's not a porn movie. So it's like, if it's a werewolf movie and there's no werewolf in it, then fucking it's not a werewolf movie.
Well, it's not listed as a werewolf movie. It's listed as a horror comedy.
But that's what it's making you think it is.
Well, so?
It's like... Oh, man.
He just wants to be contrarian.
No, it's not what it is. It would just be disappointing if that's what that's kind of what I was expecting. But, you know, let's put it this way. My expectations were... What do they call it? Subverted? Subverting your expectations?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And Tom does not like that.
Fuck no. Fuck no.
I don't mind it.
That's like you're
gonna, I don't like...
like you're gonna blow me, right? But then the last minute, no, I'm not gonna blow you. You know. Isn't that hot? No, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Is that really the same thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Well, in art, I don't really expect you know, everything to just be the same and be like, well, that turned out exactly the way I expected. I don't really like that.
Like
either.
I understand this that there,
like,
there's
I totally
there's,
saw that coming.
There is an artistic quality to film, all right? But film is not art. It's a business venture. There are people throwing money together to make these things, and then they have to go to the damn theater and fucking make profit. And they want to increase their investment by about 300%. So, you know, when you start getting involved with these, you know, fucking... director auteurs and shit like that, you're just gonna lose your fucking money. You know, if you're gonna make a movie, this shit's gotta deliver. If you're gonna have an action movie, the shit's gonna have a whole bunch of guns in it and a bunch of explosions and fucking a boss fight at the end, and you know that, hey, you know, fucking car wrecks, that's an action movie. You can't have an action movie and then just have a bunch of fucking jerk-offs sitting around talking. That's like the shit that they do in the 50s. Let's just sit in offices, we'll call each other on the phone and discuss action. It doesn't work. You know what I'm talking about? That's some Ed Wood shit. It just doesn't work.
Well, that they did that because of budget constraints.
Right.
They couldn't show the monster all the time.
Right.
So they had to pad out the runtime somehow.
Right. Well, if you're going to have a monster movie, have a fucking monster in it.
There is a monster in this.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm not real. I mean, obviously, obviously, not everybody like has your point of view, because this got like, you know, 90% good reviews. And like I said, all the horror channels that I saw, like they all loved it. So they don't go into things. I just go into a movie like expecting an entertaining movie. I don't get mad if it doesn't go the way I think it should go.
Yeah, I'm
because I didn't make the movie. I'm just
gonna
like
make my face. I'm just gonna make. My
you're face. Gonna make your face. I'm just gonna make his my little face. His little cranky pants face. That's okay. He's getting fussy. He's getting fussy again because he's tired. He's so fussy.
I'm making my face.
What's that face on your face?
That's my face on my face.
That's what we always say to Pookie when she looks at us funny. Like if we do something crazy and she looks at us, I'm like, what's that face on your face?
Yeah.
All right. So are you done being crabby?
I'm not crabby. I'm just being, I'm being correct.
No, I don't think you are. But hey, okay.
Who's going to be making the food tonight?
I already ate.
You already ate. Okay.
I ate while you were at the grocery store.
Okay.
I don't have time to fuck around waiting for you. All right.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? We're going to do the party stream tomorrow night, right? On Wednesday. It's Tuesday, right? Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So yeah, tomorrow night will be the party stream. So we don't have to, you know what I kind of want to watch? I don't know if I'll be able to stay awake for the whole thing because I'm really sleepy. But I think that didn't Netflix just add like a mini series, like a crime mini series about like all those Mormon murders, like all those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I might want to watch that.
What were you saying? I need a nap.
Yeah, he does. He always needs a nap.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitches.
I'm gonna put him down in his crib and like give him his little. Get his little pacifier.
Damn it.
I like fucking with you. It's just, it's so easy.
No, it's not.
It's so easy. Because you just get all like, meh, 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 meh. You know what I mean? Tom needs a nap. Fido says, I always say, don't give me that tone of face. Oh, that's a good one too. I never heard that one. But yeah, we always say that to Pookie. It's like, what's that face on your face? Because she has like crazy facial expressions when we do something that she doesn't like. If we don't let her go outside or something, she looks at us like, are you fucking kidding me? She gives us that face with big old eyes like that. Funny. Yeah, she definitely does have a are you fucking kidding me face.
Yep.
Beijing does too, although it looks a little bit different. Beijing's is a lot more regal, I guess, because she just like stares at you like, I could fucking kill you right now. That's what she looks like. All right, so we will be back tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, if you're somewhere where they haven't done daylight savings yet, it might be all kind of, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know what time it's going to be, but it'll be 5 p.m. EST daylight standard time. Yeah, so you guys can figure out what time that's going to be for tomorrow night. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. Maybe talk about that Mormon thing if we watch it, or whatever the fuck we end up watching, or whatever. I might pick on Tom some more about being cranky. Oh shit, we have the same shirt on again.
Oh shit, we should have.
Whoops. I only just noticed.
Yeah.
We're so matchy matchy. I usually like try not to do that, but
it's all good.
Because sometimes he comes in and he's like, what shirt do you have on? I gotta go change. Yeah, Tammy says, nice chat, everyone. Catch you all tomorrow, drunk or sober working on getting drunk. Yep, it'll be there.
Yeah.
Sober, working on getting drunk. Got pretty drunk last night. That feeling good though. I felt.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I felt okay today.
We went to that damn McDonald's drive-thru on the way back. I got a fucking Big Mac and a quarter pounder with bacon on it.
Of course you did. Yeah. Well, here's the shit.
The meals. I just got the sandwich.
Well, here's the shitty thing. It's
I
like we were.
Go tell them what we wanted.
Right. Well, okay. We don't usually like eat at McDonald's very much, but you know when we're drunk and stuff, I hadn't really eaten much during the day, so I was like pretty hungry. And there's a McDonald's like right around the corner from our house, and it's open all night. So we usually stop there like right on the way home. The whole time we were at the bar, like the last half an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I know this is gross, but I really kind of want a filet of fish. Yeah. And they have that double one now.
Filet of fish with two patties on it. Yeah. That's the way that sandwich should have been.
Well, yeah, because like I said, they usually go too heavy on the tartar sauce, but if it had like two big thick things of fish on it, that would be a lot better. So we were like all pumped about it. And we're like, yeah. Oh man, we're going to get the double fish sandwich. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then we go through the drive through and it's not on the menu. Yeah. And he says to the girl at the window, he's like, don't tell me that you don't have the double fish sandwich. She's like, well, we do still have it. But she's like, we have limited menu after midnight. I knew they didn't do breakfast after midnight anymore because we used to, when we come back from the bar, we'd always get
I pulled up to the damn entrance. Don't tell me you don't have that sandwich.
Yeah.
No, we don't have it right now.
Yeah, she's like, we usually have it, but they have a limited menu after midnight, which they've been doing that for a long time. Because remember, for a while, we were getting breakfast because I was so fucking excited that they started doing breakfast, limited breakfast, 24 hours.
Yeah, I'd get like 3 egg McMuffins.
Well, I would just get a sausage egg muffin and a coffee. But you know what I mean? So they stopped doing that, and then they don't have any of the fish. I guess because a lot of people don't order it, especially like it's Monday night. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. No one's going to order a fucking fish sandwich except for me. But they didn't even have that, so I was like, well, shit, I just got a quarter pounder instead. It was still good, and coffee
doesn't matter with me. I can eat anything now.
Well, good for you.
She's getting jealous. These injections, I can eat anything.
I've never been able to eat anything. I've always had horrible problems with my digestion.
I also don't have that damn indigestion or any of that acid reflux. All that shit went away.
Yeah, see, just lucky fucking,
just, fill that body full of that fucking testosterone. You'll be... And that might be...
Well, I guess I don't want that. I'll grow a beard.
That might be that pituitary gland fucking drug that I'm taking.
He wants me to grow a beard, I guess.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
He wants me to take that. He wants me to take that.
I never said that. Where are you getting this?
Well, you're saying, like...
Take tests? They got other shit. They got all kinds of other shit that they're giving to women at that clinic. All kinds of weight loss stuff, all kinds of fucking rejuvenational shit, fucking bringing back fucking women's fucking damn egg production and shit, ovulation, ovulating, bitches ovulating up there.
All this ovulation shit going on in there.
She's like 60 years old having babies and shit.
I don't know if that's such a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. She's like, well, here's a baby. Someone else take care of it. I'm going to die now.
Check it out. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, I can't see. Because once you get that old, you're like so fucking past it.
Yeah.
All the bullshit. It's like, I don't even know if you could keep this. Like, why would you want to put up with a kid at that age? Fucking
no, but all those celebrities, they're all on hormone therapies.
Yeah.
They all are.
Louis asked, did you guys watch that Cecil Hotel documentary on Netflix? Yeah, we did. Did we review it? I thought we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was about Elisa Lam, and it was kind of about... Yeah, I think we reviewed it. And then Fido says, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have the Filet-O-Fish, and the ice cream machine is always out of order. You know what? It's I had a brother that used to work at McDonald's, and I had a friend that worked at McDonald's. They said a lot of times the ice cream machine or the milkshake machine isn't broken. It's just that it's a pain in the ass to clean it. So especially if it's like close to when it's going to close and they've already cleaned it, they're just like, yeah, it's broken. So they don't have to clean it again.
Pat says he's always got that acid reflux. I'm telling you, man. That fucking hormone therapy, fucking dollar for dollar, that's the way it goes, because it replaces all those other little fucking age-related treatments that they give you. Their acid reflux, fucking it treats fucking diabetes, fucking all that damn fucking skin care, because you start fucking getting real moist skin again. Dick pills, you don't need dick pills. All that shit, they're losing money on all that. That's why they don't want you. Insurance won't cover TRT or HRT because they know that it solves too many goddamn problems, and they'd lose money because they're making money off those other little secondary treatments. It's fucking scams. All this shit's scams, man. You fucking get old. When you get old, your endocrine system stops producing the shit that it needs. Put it back in there. You'll feel a lot better. You'll feel a lot better. Put it back in there. It belongs in there. Had a fucking bartender says, but when you get old, it's supposed to go down. No, it's not. It is not supposed to go down. You're not even supposed to die. That's an error. You're not supposed to die, and you're not supposed to age. That's not programmed in there. Guys have been fucking looking at that for fucking decades going, you know what? You're not really supposed to age. This is an error. You know?
Yeah.
You're not. They'll pull a damn. They don't know how long a fucking alligator lives. They don't. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger until they can't feed themselves. They can't get enough food. And a fucking 130-year-old alligator is every bit as spry and healthy as a fucking 30-day-year-old alligator. They don't age. They just get bigger. They don't get any... Yeah.
I'm glad that doesn't happen to people.
Yeah. They don't
get... I don't age. I just get bigger.
They just get bigger.
Pretty soon, I'm going to be big enough to eat the Empire State
There's
Building.
No sign, no sign of any aging in an alligator or a shark. It's some wild shit. They don't ever get cancer, which that's a clue right there. Eventually, they'll go in there with all this damn fucking genetic engineering and they'll fix that. They'll fix all that.
I think that's a myth that sharks don't get cancer.
No, I don't think they do, because I don't think...
Because I remember that was kind of like a thing that was misinterpreted a lot back in the 90s.
And there might be another way of describing that. But evidently, alligators and turtles don't get it. And a turtle can live to be about 150 years old, too.
Yeah, they live a long time.
Long, long time. Although a turtle slows down a bit. But not an alligator.
They're pretty slow to start with.
They're slow, yeah.
I think maybe that's the secret of their longevity, because they just like...
Moving slow.
Moving slow, and they just hang around not worrying about anything. They got a big shell on. I got my whole house right here. I'll never be homeless.
But not an alligator.
I just fart around eating lettuce.
Not an alligator, it's all good. Though. Alligators don't get slow.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't know, and I've heard this many times, that they don't know how long an alligator lives. They've never seen one die of old age.
I'd have to look
They've
that up.
They've seen them starve to death because the owner fucking died and didn't feed it. And it was already 130, 140 years old, you know? And they found... skeletons or fossils of fucking alligators that are twice as big as the biggest ones now, you know, and they think that that might be the same alligator pretty much. It's just that maybe that's a 200 or 300-year-old alligator. Imagine that.
Yeah, it could be.
And an alligator could never live to that age in the modern world. Somebody'd kill it. They go, look at that big alligator, shoot it. That's what would happen.
Well, yeah.
And there may not be a big enough food for it to eat anymore. Because those things got that big back in a time when everything was big. There's a lot of food.
Well, if one got that big around here, they'd just start eating people. Probably,
and then they'd kill it.
And then they'd have to kill it.
Yeah.
Well, they'd kill it before that if it started eating people's pets and shit like that.
Yeah. Because they get big and they get hungry. And they got to fucking get a lot
of food. I'm big and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just imagined a little.
When you get that big, you're going to have a fucking big food requirement per day.
I know.
So you're going to be out there going, I got to eat some shit.
Well, because a big body has like, you burn more calories. You expend more calories, so you need more calories in.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings Time, all that kind of shit that I said earlier for our party stream. We'll have a drink and talk about some fun shit, you know. All right, so thanks everybody for dropping by. Sorry we were a little late today, but you know, better late than never, I guess. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.